So in Shishi Aveira, the Aliyah focuses heavily on Makas Shchin, and in particular the effect that Shchin had on the Chartumim. The Torah tells us, "Vayikhu es piach hakibshan, vayamdu lifnei faro, vayisroku sa Moshe ha-shamayma, vayhi shchina v'abuot, poreach v'adam v'abehema." And then shifting, and it was all over, v'adam v'abehema, v'lo yachlu ha-chartumim. Like we're singling out this one class of people. The Shechin was b'chartumim uvechol mitzrayim. So it's almost like in a mikra zeh ela omer ela darshini. So it was b'chol mitzrayim. So what's so special about the chartumim? So a chazek Hashem is leiv paro v'lo shema lehem v'asher diber Hashem el Moshe. So the Ramban writes the following. It wasn't a reference to physically, but they were humiliated. They were unable to save themselves, right? The Chartumim, who could match Moshe and Aharon through the first few makos, through the Os of the Matan, the Tanin, Dam Tzfardeya, then Kinim, they said Etzba Lokim, now they're the victims. Alkain Lobo, Behechal Melech, Velonur, Lufne Moshe, Bechutzos, Vehayu Bevateim, Misugarim. They put themselves into quarantine. And the Ramban continues on, Vechazek Hashem Slave Paro, Vitachin, Shemakos Harishon, Usayu Chartumi, Mechazkim Eslibo, Lehispoer Etzlo, Bechach Masam, Vehata Lobo Lefanov. Vein ozer lo, vein somech bivalto rak avonosav asher yokedunu. So he says, what part of the natural phenomenon of kaved lev paro or vechazak lev paro up until now, right? And now from this point on, as the Ramban noted previously, the last five, from 6 through 10 of the makos is vechazek Hashem as lev paro. So the naturalistic explanation of that is that paro looked to the chartumim. And now, v'lo yachlu achartumim lamod lifnei Moshe mipnei Hashchin. They put themselves into quarantine. They were humiliated and ashamed of their inability to not only match Moshe and Aaron since the time of the Shchin, but even more so to protect themselves in the most basic sense. And this left Paro feeling extremely vulnerable. And it's from this point on that it's supernatural. Vayechazek Hashem eslev Paro. Velo shama alehem, that he would have yielded, is what the Ramban is saying, without the divine intervention, as we spoke about earlier in the week. The tshuva is a gift, and he doesn't necessarily deserve the opportunity to do tshuva anymore. Vayechazek Hashem eslev paro, velo shama alehem. So it's only divine intervention to harden Paro's heart, because he would have yielded without the confidence that was given to him by the Chartumim. So if that's true, the Ramban's analysis, then we can take things like half a step further. What the Ramban is really saying is that the Torah's emphasis on the Chartumim is really just a proxy for coming to an understanding of Paro's psychology. We talked about the transition between Makas Dam and Makas Tzfardeya, read Vayifen Paro Vayavol Beso Velo Shasli Bo Gam Lazos, that Paro went through his stage where he thought, okay, so I can have a zone of immunity. My own palace, it's not going to be affected. Everybody in Mitzrayim, let them eat cake, so to speak. I'm not so worried about them. Okay, so that was one psychological barrier that needed to be broken down. So the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that was by bringing the Tzfardeya, right? But there was another barrier that needed to be broken down, if I could use that expression, which was the idea that Paro had, was that he always has the Chartumim. Right, the coal to Newcastle phenomenon that he says to Moshe, what do you think? You're doing Kishuv in Mitzrayim? We're the world leaders in Kishuv. So he thinks he has the Chartumim. But once the Chartumim, forget about being able to match Moshe, that goes away with the Shchin, with the Kinim. The Chartumim aren't even in the palace anymore because they're literally in quarantine. So that breaks down yet another psychological defense that Paro has, and that's the message that's communicated at the very end of the Aliyah. Ve'ulam ba'avur zos hemaraticha ba'avur haroscha eskochi l'man saper shemi b'chol ha'aretz, that Paro is being brought around from the beginning mi Hashem asher eshma v'kolo to recognizing that there are no boundaries, there are no barriers to the Yad Hashem.